I'm going to ask you a question. Are you going to hear the trumpet? Here we are observing the Feast of Trumpets. Just the other day I was saying, wow, this 100-degree weather sure is getting to be a real drag. I'm looking forward to the end of the summer in the cooler weather. Then all the things that I have to do before the feast started running through my head. And then reality kicked in. There it was, and here it is. With the feast only 2 weeks away, and my mega list of things to do is still my mega list, as the weeks counted down a couple of months ago, I was trying to put in some kind of order what I needed to get done. The next thing I knew, it was Sunday, and my trumpet's message wasn't done yet. Worry and chaos settled in, thinking of all the other things that needed to be done in addition to my message. As you can see, time got away from me. You know, I remember as a youngster hearing adults say, "Where did the time go? Seems just like yesterday we were doing this or doing that, whatever." Being an older youngster today, I sure know what they meant. How did I lose the time? Is it a trial or two that I was going through? Can I blame the loss on this? Or is it some kind of obsession I have? Taking up all my time? Or is it something as simple as a desire? Maybe it's waiting on God. Whichever it is, it all falls into the category of trials. Everything we do as a Christian, we are being watched. We're being tested or tried. No, I thought about it. No, it's not this. I know how to handle trials. Let's turn over to Psalm 62, verse 8. That's Psalm 62 and verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. So during going through trials or problems, we do have a refuge. We have our great God we can go to and ask for help. Let's turn over to James 1 and verse 2. James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. When you think about it, it really is something great to fall into trials, because we know that God loves us. He's shaping us, teaching us, and testing us. Number two, it really does feel good to suffer for His name. I don't know of too many people that would say that in the world today. The plain fact is, it boils down to mismanagement of time. I had gotten the "why do today what I can put off until tomorrow" attitude. And that, in an uglier word, is laziness. But let's just call it mismanagement of time. Sounds more professional. The great mission, an incredible privilege, I might add, has been put before me for a reason. And if I'm going to have a lackadaisical attitude towards this mission, it will be taken away from me. Let's turn over to Matthew 25. Read verse 26. But his lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed." I thought about that, and that's not a very good label to be labeled with. I don't want to be known as wicked and lazy, having all spiritual knowledge taken from me because I'm not doing anything with what was given to me. Today we observe and celebrate the meaning of the Feast of Trumpets. Think how great that day will be. Not a day you want to miss. There's nothing in this world that we can gain by ourselves or from anyone else that can compare to that. Let's turn over to Revelation 3 and verse 3. "Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you." That's pretty plain and simple. It will be taken away from us, and that day of trumpets will come and go, and we won't even know when it happened. We need to be very productive in our lives. We can't say, "Where did the time go?" We have to keep productive. We cannot ever take time for granted. It moves too fast, especially in these days. We need to find a balance between our physical work and our spiritual work, with the spiritual work foremost. After all, there's nothing on this earth, like I said, that we can get for ourselves compared to what God will give us. There are a lot of warnings, and they may seem a bit tiresome to hear all the time, but they're there for a reason. Just as the weekly Sabbath and all of the holy days are set for us, God knows us. He knows that if we don't keep some kind of order in our lives, our dedication to Him is usually the first to go. It is really not that hard to admit. I just thought about it, how many times I put myself ahead of God. And that's not where I want to go. Now here's a motivation. When we do all that God expects from us, we will gain knowledge that the rest of the world doesn't have. A knowledge that empowers us to help each other and help others. After all, that's what we are going to be doing, is helping others. To overcome anger, to come out of a trial in a way that pleases God. What can feel better than that? We can't afford to waste time. Time is getting short. Let's turn over to Revelation 12. We'll read in verse 12. "Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the seal, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that time is getting short." Satan is busy at work. He is coming after us. Always. Anybody gone through any trials lately? Nah. Well, he knows. So if he knows, we better get on the ball. Because whatever power we can use against him, we need to gain that power. Satan is hard at work. So we have to be. Simple as that. We have to be ever more diligent in our studies and devoted to the mission set before us. So I ask you one more time. Are you going to hear the trumpet?